Great zechut and pleasure to introduce Rabbi Dr. Chaim Vogel.
Thank you. That's very nice. Thank you. Ladies, I hope everybody has one. It's a double side. Always nice to be in this space. Medrash with my shtender. It's always very comfortable in this space. Medrash.
And it's, would you like a cup of water?
Yes, I had one. I'll take another one. I always need to be watered. That's, you know, sometimes people actually, you know, start. No, anyway, don't do that. Just bring the water. Good. Okay, folks. Everybody have a copy? Yes. One sheet. We're going to do tonight, in the time that we have, what I think is a very important and very large-scale machloket between the Rambam and the Ramban, right? Maimonides and Nachmanides. And here in Israel, it's hard because there's the Rambam and the Ramban, and it sounds the same. But in Americanized, whatever, it's Rambam, or not Hebrewized, it's Rambam and Ramban. So if you hear Milel, it's the Rambam. If you hear Mirah, it's the Ramban. And I'd like to take up a rather... Oh, thank you so much. I'd like to take a rather interesting and pretty intricate, but we'll get to it together, machloket between them. Rather than describing what we're going to do, let's start reading, and you'll see in the middle exactly what we have in mind here. The Rambam, let's start with the Rambam on Mishneh Torah Paragimel of Hilchos Deos. That's the front side. I should have put a 1 and 2, but that's the front side. So you see this Paragimel Halacha Aleph. Shema Yomar Adam... Thank you. Everybody, we're all set? Yes? Okay. Shema Yomar Adam, Hawil v'hatava v'hakavod v'kayotze bahem derech ra'aheinu motzi'in atam min ha'olam. Lest a person say, right? And what is the Ram discussing Hilchot Deot, ladies? Anybody know? Where is Hilchot Deot in Mishneh Torah? Front, back, middle? It's the second. It's after Hilchot Yisodei HaTorah, but that's a good answer, right? It's way up front. This is the Rambam's basic machshava for all of us. First, Yisodei HaTorah, the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Second, Hilchot Deot, not opinions in the sense of what do we think about X, Y, and Z, but ethical approaches. How does man approach, and man here means all human beings, right? How do we approach ethical dilemmas? Hilchot Deot is where the Rambam talks about not going to extremes, one of the places, right? And so here in Paragimel, a person might say, the Rambam is very worried about what we call existential issues, right? Lest a person say, there are all these negative forces in the world that can take a person off of their ruchniyut. There's ta'ava, there's kavod. Some texts of the Rambam actually include a third. Does any of this sound familiar? Not that you should be familiar with kavod, ta'ava and kavod and so on, but what's the phrase? Yakinah is the third. Where do you know it from? Not that if you gave the answer you have to raise your hand, but keep going. Hakinah v'hakavod v'hatava motziyin et ha'adam min ha'olam. Right? Jealousy. Honor, seeking these not such good things, not such helpful things, and desire can literally take a person out of the world. They can remove a person from where they should be religiously and humanly, right? It's a Mishnah on Pirkei Avot. We'll come back to that, right? These three things can take a person out of the world. Derech Ra'ahein, Rambam has a very good summary, not a good way to go, any of them. Umotzin Etam Min Ha'olam. So a person says, you know what, I want to avoid jealousy, desire, honor. So therefore, what will I do? Et racheik, right? The Ram doesn't say, but he means it. Efrosh mehem biyoter ve et racheik letzad ha'acharon. I will remove myself completely in the other direction. What will I do? Ad shelo yochal basar ve lo yishteh yayin. Person will become a kind of an ascetic. Yes, they'll sort of stay away from physical pleasure of any type. Right? The fancy word is self-abnegation. Well, sort of remove themselves from any source of pleasure. Achelo yochal basar velo yishtei yayin. Person will eat, you know, not such rich foods. Velo yisa isha. Velo yeshev bidirana'a. They'll live in a hovel. Velo yilbash malbush na'eh. They won't wear decent clothes. Not talking about fancy clothes. They won't wear nice-looking clothes, appropriate clothes. Ella, the Ram tells you what these people might do. Hasak v'hatzemer hakasheh. They'll wear sackcloth. I always think of this Ram when I was a little kid. When I was 5 years old, my mother bought me a suit for Rosh Hashanah, and it was itchy. I don't want to wear the itchy suit, and we fought about it, but I, of course, agreed eventually. And it was itchy. Anyway, the Ram here is not talking about Rosh Hashanah suits. The Ram is talking about, we actually have a mitzvot here. There were... Muslim thinkers in his day called Sufis, Sufi mystics, who lived in Egypt, who his son Rabbi Avraham ben Aramam knew about too, and try to sort of Judaize it a little bit, make it a little bit more Kadosh. But these Sufis used to sit in these what's called hair shirts, sackcloths. So the way that you stop dealing with desire and honor and jealousy is what? You don't have too much, you don't enjoy yourself too much, and you won't have any of these problems, right? Says the Rambam, good idea or a bad idea, what do you think? Kayotzebahem, by the way, could go in Komrei Edom. This edition of the Ram says Komrei Edom. Christian clerics, it's a Christian clerics, Egyptian clerics, not such a difference here. Gamzu derech ra'ahi v'asur le'lechba. The Ram says unequivocally, not the right way to do it. Just because you're worried about having too much kavod and ta'ava and kina, don't solve the problem with what? What's that? Doing the complete opposite and becoming this, economic, social, and physical recluse. Right? This is also no good, right? So it's two bads, two wrongs don't make a right. Yeah? Hamahalech b'derech zo nikra chote. And the Ram says, it can't be any clearer than this. If you choose this way of self-denial, you're not just not doing the right thing, you're a sinner. You're a chote. How does he know it? Very interesting proof text. How does Ram know you're a sinner if you engage too much in this very ascetic and self-denying behavior? Interesting proof. Hareho omer bin nazir, because a nazir, what does a nazir do? The nazir doesn't drink wine, swears off the drinking of wine to the extent that if he drinks wine, he's over alav. He also grows his hair long and so on, but in the meantime, in terms of physical foods, the nazir doesn't drink any wine. And yet, what does it say by nazir? Harehu omer bin nazir v'chiper alav me'asher chatal ha'nefesh. What does the nazir bring when his term of nazirut is completed? A korban chatak. Why? He must have done some kind of a sin. If you bring a korban chatak, a sin offering, there must be a sin. Givalt, a sin? A nazir is a very holy person. Right? He's made this great commitment to God. So why is he sinning? Where's the sin? So the Ram says there's a very mixed message by Nazir. There's a good news and a bad news. The good news is he's a very holy person. The bad news is, or the not such good news is, Yeshni Mashal Chait. There's even within Nazirut a problem. And that's why I have to bring a Chatat. Amru Chachamim. And again, what's the sin? That he had to swear off drinking wine. The Torah doesn't want you not to do what you're allowed to do. We'll see the Ram is very against intoxication. You know, it shouldn't go overboard. But to say that the Torah permits me to drink wine, as the Ram will say in a moment, there are enough things also in the Torah not to do. So somebody who over-assers, not a real word, but it sounds good, right? Somebody who overly assers, the chote. Manye? So the Ram has a very interesting proof text here. Again, let's read it. Hamahalech b'derech nukra chotei harei umev nazir v'chiper alav meshech hatal nefesh amu chachamim umayim nazir shlo pirish ele min ayayin tzarich kapara. Some expiation is being done here, right? Hamoneya atzmo mikol davar alachat kama v'chama. And he continues with a citation from the Talmud Yerushalmi. Lefikach tzivu chachamim shelo yimadan dam atzmo ela midvarim shemanah ha-torah bilvar. But I just said before, stick with the list of lo tases in the Torah. Don't make up new things you can't do. Right? Stick with the foods that you can't eat according to the Torah. Don't come up with new ones. Right? Lo yeo ser atzmo bindarim uvishvuot al dvarim hamutarim. Can you in halacha make something permitted, normally prohibited? Yes. Right? There are nedarim and shvuot. You can say, Gemara has all kinds of cases of masechet nedarim, haomer kikar ze alai. See that loaf of bread over there? It's usher to me. Perfectly kosher. It's usher to me. If a person makes it b'torat neder, he will incur a lav for eating that perfectly kosher bread. Ram says, don't get involved in that. You could. Don't do it that way. Lo yeheo ser atzmo b'darim shvuot al dvarim hamutarim. Even if you're doing it, why? Because you're trying to avoid kina, kavod, and ta'ava. Don't do it that way. Okay, so the Ram seems to be crystal clear, kidarko bakodesh, unequivocal, self-denial is not the way to go. Right? Okay. So now we go to Marei Makom, not number two, but in second place, below in Morei Nevuchim. And don't get nervous. This is a part of Morei Nevuchim that even I can understand. The first two books of Morei Nevuchim, Ma'ot Kashim. Right? The Ram's philosophical approach to the Torah and so on, have to really be ma'amik. The third part gets a little easier. Why? Because in part three of the guide, what does the Ram do a lot of? Tamei HaMitzvot. the reasons for mitzvos. And therefore, those of us who have some interest in doing mitzvos will be able to follow it a little bit better. Right? But don't be afraid from 1 and 2. You can learn it, but that you have to really work on very, very, very hard. The last parts of it are a little bit easier to go. That's how we know what to do in the mitzvot. So here the Ram is talking about the mitzvah or the concept of Nidarim and Shavuot. The Torah does have a category of prohibiting things by saying this thing is going to be accepted by me as a prohibition. So what's that category about? Before we read the printed text, read my scroll at the bottom, V'kodem Lachen, right? Just before this printed piece, I just added something in here. The Ram writes the following. Here's how he begins it. The beginning is very important, so I put it back in. Shekol Zeh. And this is, of course, translated from the Arabic. I don't read Arabic either, so that's not going to help us much. Right? Shekol Zeh, this whole discussion, I put in parentheses what he's talking about. Nidrei Yisur Kigon Kikar Zeh Alai. Right? This whole concept that the Torah has of being able to say, this bread, this object is usur to me. So why does the Torah have such a thing? What does it teach me? Lahargil Liknot. And here we have a self-typo. It's a little dyslexia. Et midat ha-histapkut. There's something very good about this concept of prohibiting things. The fact that a person has the ability through what we call hafla'a, statement. The Torah tells you there are objects that are osur, non-kosher food is osur, kilayim is osur, there are various kinds of animals and other things and shmita, shvit, foods, unless handled properly and so on and so forth, right, that are osur, fine. But man has the ability to formulate additionally surim by saying, this to me is osur, I make a neder. Says the Rambam, that's a good thing. Not be it. Why is it a good concept? Because it teaches what he calls here beautifully, midat ha-histapkut. Maze midat ha-histapkut? Right? Learn to be that what you have is sufficient. Maspik lecha. Right? I don't need to try everything in the world, even if it's permitted to me. I'm happy with what I have. So the Rambam already seems to be singing a different tune about what? Assuring things to myself. We have to figure this out a little bit. In other words, you want to show that you don't have to just fress. You don't have to just eat because you want to eat. And I'm not talking about diets or anything else. But in other words, conceptually to say that I can live with what I have. Right? Amruni darim siyad leprishut. And here again, the Rambam quotes a Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, right? Nidarim siyad leprishut. Neder leads to proper prishut. That's a high level to stay away from things that a lot of self-control. And that's just a matter of self-control. It's religious control. Right? If you read the paragraph itself, Ta'amashal ha-Nizirut barur ma'od, the Ram talks now specifically about Nizirut. What really is Nizirut? When the Nazir says, I'm not going to drink wine and I'm not going to become Tameh and all that, what kind of a statement, what is the Nazir doing? He's making what? It's a fancy neder. That's why in the Shas, Nidarim, Nazir, come one right after the other. It's really a subset of Nidarim. So he says, Nazir is also a nice idea. Don't poo-poo Nizirut. Barur ma'od. He ba'al ha-frish mishtiyat ha-yayin asher kilat ha-rishonim et-achronim. Not drinking wine is a very good thing. Right? Keeps people in much better comportment. Rabim v'atzumim kol harugav. Right? Wine can be very destructive. V'gam eile b'yayin shagu. Right? He's got psukim to this effect and so on. In the fourth line, lachein ba midin ha-nezirut, and this follows what we read before in my handwriting, kemo sha'ata ro'eh ha'isur mikol asher yetzei migefen ha-yayin l'shem ha-charka yiteira. It is an exaggerated prohibition, but it's good. Kidei sha'anashim, there's that word again, yistapku b'masha hecherechim in ha-yayin. We don't need to drink lots of wine. We don't need to try every type of food. Midata histapkut. Good thing, says the Rambam. Yafeh. Right? But what's the problem? And by the way, here's the problem. In the first piece in Mishneh Torah on Hilchot Deot, what did he call the Nazir? Achote. What does he call the Nazir now? And it's all in the Psukim, right? What does the Torah say about a Nazir? Kimisha mit Nazir mimenu, somebody who stays away. Li Nazir means to stay away, to swear off of, right? Nikra Kadosh. The Nazir isn't just called a Chote by the Torah. What's the Nazir called? A Kadosh. Kadosh ulelokav, Nazir elokav roshah. So in Mishnah Torah, the Ram is singing what song? Nazir kechote, nidarim, that aser things, lozu aderech. Here in Moreh Nevuchim, what song is the Ram singing? The midata histapkut song. Nidarim, to make things prohibited. Very lofty idea. Nazir is kadosh. So, will the real Rambam please stand up? So what do you say about this? What would you say? Just, yeah, it's really what you got here. You know, which Rambam is the right Rambam? My Rambam, the high Rambam, right? Oh, so what could you answer? You don't have enough yet to answer it really well. That's what the shiur is going to be about. But if I stopped right here, what might you answer methodologically? Try. I'm not, you know, I haven't bitten anyone since about 4 years ago. Anyway, try. Yeah? Yeah?
Everything in moderation.
What is that?
Everything in moderation.
Well, everything in moderation, but which side of the equation, right? Right? You know, it's still a little bit of a, you know, moving ship here. Yeah, go ahead. Okay, and why does that make sense from the literary perspective? I don't mean literary, you know, Chaucer, but from the standpoint of the Rambam Sfarim. Why does, it's a good answer, and why does it make sense? What's that? Yeshomrim, what do you want to say? Go ahead.
It's directly to
different kinds of people. Yacholiot, what did you want to say here? Something similar?
Well, like some and zero,
some are that's interesting, although it again, we don't see that difference so clearly, but that might have to be played with. Let me take this for a second. In other words, the Raman Mishnah Torah is talking non-philosophically. So sort of a simple way of doing things is to avoid Nidrei Isser, Nazirut, and so on. If you're asking the Ram his deep philosophy, right? So in Mishnah Torah, not such recommendation. In Moreh Nevuchim, you want to quote higher level. So a lot of people like that answer. I don't. Because, and again, not that your suggestion wasn't right. The suggestion were absolutely on the mark. The reason I don't like it is because if you know anything about the beginning of Mishnah Torah, Hilchot Yesodei HaTorah, Hilchot Deyot, exactly where we are now, even though Mishnah Torah seems a lot simpler than Moreh Nevuchim, it's in Hebrew, it's not in Arabic, and it's in very clear Hebrew. You can read the Ram, he's a master stylist. And Moreh Nevuchim is not a simple work at all, even in terms of the translation of the Arabic. It's just not a simple work, right? The fact is that the philosophical integrity of Mishnah Torah, it's the same Rambam. It's a very interesting question, right? Some people like to say, the Ram of the Mishnah Torah is not the Ram of the Moreh Nevuchim. L'dati lo nachon, zeh oto Rambam. And you can't simply create these stirot. It's not a bad move. It's like a chess move. It's not a bad strategy. But l'dati, and I can't prove it all to you now, zelo magid lanu atay met. Just to show you, I'm going to... So let's keep this theory here for a moment, and let me show you, just to sort of show you why this answer that was suggested, even though it was very well done, I don't mean to criticize the answer. I don't like the answer, but it's a good answer. You know, it's a logical answer, right? There's a piece in Mishnah Torah where the Ram seems to be soter what he says in Hilchot Deyot. Right? Mishnah Torah 1, Mishnah Torah 2. Look at Rambam in Hilchot Nizirut, right below what we just read, and see what you think of this Rambam. Does this Rambam sound like the Moreh Nevuchim Rambam or the first Mishnah Torah Rambam? I'll ask you that question in a second. You see where we are? Ha'omer hareini nazir im esek kach v'kach o im lo esek kach v'kach kach v'kayotzi b'zeh harei zeh rasha. If somebody uses Nazirut as a kind of a wedge, they use it as a behavior modification technique. They say, if I don't make the bus this morning, I'm going to become a Nazir. Ooh, that'll get me to make the bus. Ram says, yuch, not the way to do it. Right? That's not how you live your life. And by the way, there's a Mishnah in Masechet Nedarim which says, and that's what the Ram is paraphrasing, that this is Nazirut Rishaim. This is not what the Torah had in mind. If you can't make the bus, set your alarm clock earlier, right? You know, have somebody wake you up, get an alarm on the phone, you know, do something normal. Don't solve a waking up for the bus problem with an earthquake, right? Good. But now listen, the Ram says, Aval hanoder l'Hashem derech kidosha. But if you undertake Nazirut properly, not just as this kind of gross behavior modification, but with the right intention, derech kidosha, whatever that means, hareze na'e umshubach. Great! Great! You got the Ram in Hilchot, well, I'm giving it away. You got the, who does this sound like? Which Ram does this sound like? like the second, like the Moreh Nevuchim Rambam. So now we have real internal Mishneh Torah schizophrenia, right? Mishneh Torah type A, Keta Aleph, the Ram is saying, don't solve problems. Don't use the Zirut to address the world's problems. Not only to address the alarm clock problems. Don't use it. Stay away from the Zirut. Chote, it's not for you. Leave it alone. And here he's saying, as long as you're not using it in a silly way, as long as you're not wielding it in a silly kind of a fashion, it's wonderful. Na'am Shubach. And interestingly, read further. V'harein emarbo, nezer elokava rosho kadoshu lashem. Those are psukim by the Nazir. Which epithet of the Nazir does he choose for this one? Not nikra chotei as in the Torah, but nikra kadosh as in the Torah. It's mamash like the second piece, right? And he throws in another pasuk, which is even better. Watch this. V'shiklo hakatuv kenavish emar. The Torah says that a Nazir is like a Navi. So to become a Navi, Zelo Pashut, right? The Ram has B'nai Nevi'im. What are B'nai Nevi'im? N-I-T, Navi in training. You could try to train to be a Navi. You could learn. But if Klal Yisrael doesn't need you, you can't be a Navi. You can make yourself a Nazir. That's like a Navi. Wow. Shiklo HaKatuv Kinavi Shenema V'akim B'nechem L'Nevi'im. In Amos Perek Beis, we'll come back to this pasuk later and talk about it more. But simply put, in Amos Perek Beis, the Navi says, if you'll do tshuva, you'll have tremendous resources. Some of your young men will become Nevi'im, and others will become Nizirim. A 1-2 punch. This Rambam and the first Rambam are a mismatch. And here we can't even suggest the Moreh Nevuchim Mishneh Torah split, because Shnehem be Mishneh Torah.
If I didn't know they were from like the same sefer, though, it sounds like the third one reconciles the Mishneh.
Oh, very smart idea. How do you think so?
So
the smoking gun here, pardon that, not good imagery for, you know, but the sort of part that we have to figure out is what means Derech Kedosha, right? What's the right Nazir? But you're right, good. I'm going to actually learn this Rambam differently, exactly along the lines that you say strategically you've got it. All right, let that simmer. You know, it's like the cooking show. Let this thing simmer over here, and we're going to go to a different problem. In order to... I can't cook anything. Actually, I can, but it's whatever. Anyway, it's not... I don't. Anyway, although I like this, this crazy guy, I don't know, Aroni, this kind of chef, this Israeli chef, he's just... I mean, he seems to be out of his mind, but he's very good. Anyway, anyhow, whatever. Is this on the tape? Oh, no. Anyway, whatever. Yeah, okay, fine. It's, you know, I had a grandson. I'm allowed to be a little happy. Anyway, okay. Now, oh yeah, they announced before. Yeah, anyway. No. Okay, keep saying it. Anyway, now let's look at the Ramban. So while we're thinking about what to do with the Ramban, and we will, believe it or not, we will solve the Ramban before I leave. Don't worry, don't let me leave until I solve the Ramban. I will. Good. Even in time for supper. Let's look at the Ramban. Anybody know what the Ramban thinks about Nizirut before we read it? Anybody know anything about Shitat Ramban? The Ramban has no trouble. There are no slippery slopes in the Ramban. He thinks the Nazir is fantastic. He thinks the Zirut is just a fantastic concept. Not that everyone should become a Nazir. He's not saying that at all. But he thinks that the concept behind the Zirut is just wonderful under any condition. Let me show you how he does that. First of all, in Parashat Masoh, where the Torah talks about the Nazir, there's an unbelievable Ramban. It's brief, Kedarko Bakodesh, not so long, and it just really is clear as bell. Ramban says, you know, it is a problem. If a Nazir brings a Chatat when he's finished, it means something is not so good. He says, but we don't know what it is. We don't know what the problem is. And therefore, he suggests, Kan Chidush Gadol Gadol, Val Derech HaPshat, says based on the Torah itself, because the Torah also calls him Kadosh. So this problem with Nazir being Kadosh or Chote is a Torah problem. It's not just a steer in Mishneh Torah, it's a steer in Torah, right? It's got a problem. So therefore, what you have to say is the following resolution. Ki ha'ish hazeh Chote nafsho, watch these words, folks, tell me what they mean. Bimlot ha'nazirut, right? Ki hu ata nazir b'kdushato v'avodat Hashem v'ra'ui hayalo shi'azir la'olam v'yamod kol yamav nazir v'kadosh l'Hashem. Did you get that? Why does the Nazir bring a chatos for the Ramban when he finishes his nazirut?
Oh, because he loves Hashem.
What's that?
He doesn't want to finish it.
He shouldn't want to finish it. In other words, the problem is what? Not what he's done till now as a Nazir. That was great. The problem is that now he's going to become what we say in Yiddish, Ois Nazir. He's going out of the Nazirut business. That's the chait. It's not the chait when you're in. It's the chait when you go out. Did you see that? Look at those words again. Ki hu ata nazir b'kedushato. He is separated now as a nazir. He's on a higher level of kedusha. And he should have stayed that way forever. Ki inyan shenemar, as Amos says, b'neichem l'neviyim, b'acharechem l'nazirim. That's a very high level. Hishva oto ha-katuv l'naviyu, k'dichtiv kol yemei nizro kadoshu. The Torah says that. And the last line, "V'hinehu tzarich kapara b'shuvo lihitamei b'ta'avot ha'olam." Now he's going back to being a civilian. He's going back to become tamei. He's no longer nizhar being tamei mate, and he's no longer separating himself with respect to wine, and even the hair growing is a means of separation. Right now he's in trouble. This Ramban is a chidush gadol. And by the way, you have a little different nusach in Rabbi Shavel's Ramban. Ki hu ata nazir b'kdushato or hun ata nazir mikdushato. They both mean the same thing. The difference is he's now leaving his kedusha. Either till now he's kadosh or now he's leaving. That's the problem. You see the chidush of the Ramban. What's the chidush? Normally, why do I bring a korban chatat? Because I already did something wrong. It's a kapara. The Ramban is saying that why does the Nazir bring a korban chatat? It's a prospective korban chatat. It's a chatat lahaba. The worst is yet to come. He's first beginning to sin. It's a chatat in advance. That's such an interesting and unusual concept. The Rabbeinu Bechaya al HaTorah, right? Bachya ben Osher, the later Rabbeinu Bechaya, not Chavot HaLevavot, student of the Ramban, student Rashba, says, you know, ani lo b'diuk mevin et haRamban hazeh. Because in Nigla, in regular Halacha, ein davar kazeh in Hilchot HaKorbanot, ein davar kazeh bemet chatat l'haba. The Ramban is saying that's what the Torah means, though. And he says, even in Nistar, Rabbeinu Bachya knows Kabbalah, he says, I don't know where the Ramban's getting it from, but we know what he's saying. So there's no equivocating in the Ramban. He thinks Nazirut is just swell. Again, not that he means everybody should become a Nazir, but the concept of renouncing things, L'Shem Hashem, terrific. Staying away from Ta'avot Ha'olam, right? The Rambam said, this Ta'ava Kina, don't become a Nazir, don't swear off things. The Ramban says, excellent plan. And he's 100% consistent. If you look in the famous Ramban in Parshat Kedoshim here, right, the famous one, Kedoshim Tiyu, Havei Prushim and Hamutarot, right? How does the Ramban learn that? Stay away from things that are mutter. Just because something is mutter doesn't mean you have to do it. And the examples that he gives famously are, you can say whatever you want, but don't let yourself run off at the mouth, and certainly don't say bad words. You can eat whatever you want, but don't do the Henry VIII imitation. Don't be a glutton, and so on and so forth. Husband and wife are permitted to have relations and so on. Don't be shtufei zima. Don't, you know, there's lots to do in life, right? And he says it very explicitly. And I just gave you a little snippet from that famous Ramban, but he says it in line 3, right? Chein yafrish atzmo min hatum'ah. It's good to stay away from tum'ah, even though things that are ritually impure, even though there's no isser. If you want to go Beit HaMikdash, something else, there's nothing wrong with becoming tomei per se. Stay away. Learn to keep away from things that are negative in this regard. Shein kishkiru big day amharetz midras leprusim. Ukimosh nikra ha-nazir kadosh. Again, he's not recommending everybody become a nazir, but he says, yesh b'zeh mashu, that's very important. Then he says famously, gamish mor pivul shonomi hitgael b'ribui ha-chila ha-gasa u'min ha-dibur. You got to protect, and again, we stress that line because that's the most important one for us. Don't say nivul peh, don't do disgusting things, and so on. That's part of kedoshim to you as well. The Ramban recommends this kind of prishut, this kind of asceticism, this kind of separatism. Interestingly, at the end of the Ramban, which people don't always get to, I've cut it up for you. You can take a look at the Ramban at the beginning of Parash Kedoshim, as I indicate. Tam hakatuv she'amar ki kadosh ani Hashem lokechem lomar she'anachnu nizkeh ledafka bo biotenu kedoshim. The more we stay away from physicality, it's not that the Ramban dislikes physicality, ugh. He dislikes things that are ugh, but he doesn't dislike physicality. says, but what's the reason that we want to get rid of physicality a little bit? Because who's not too physical? Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the more you can throw out, you know, chuck away physical, don't starve yourselves and don't do anything silly, but the more you can conceptually stay away from the physical, you achieve Dveikut B'Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what he says here. Dveikut is a technical term for the Ramban. It's a mystical term, but it's also a term that he explains. You may know it from the end of Parshas Bereishis, right? What does the Ramban say? Had Chet HaEgel not taken place, what would man, meaning people, have eaten? You know what the Ramban says? Right? How come when they get thrown out of Gan Eden, the wild animals are running after them, all of a sudden it sounds like a trip to a very bad zoo? Right? Why? Because had Adam and Chava stayed in the Gan Eden, what would they have eaten? Fruit! Grass! You know, well, the four-legged animals had the lower grass. The fruits, the trees, all tasted like the fruit. The two-legged Homo sapiens would have eaten vegetables and fruit. They wouldn't have eaten animals. That was the problem. They got thrown out of the Gan Eden. They have to eat the animals to survive. When you eat the animals, they want to eat you. It's a big problem. A little Tevat Noach problem. They talk about that too, right? It's a very interesting problem. In other words, Gan Eden is closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mon is Lechem Abirim, the Gemara in Yuma calls the mon, the breakfast of champions. Literally the food of the angels, right? What's the deal with mon? According to that Gemara, the mon is not excreted. You don't go to the bathroom from the mon. That's angel food, right? That's more godlike. It's less physical. I don't just mean less calories or it weighs less. It's less physical. So for the Ramban, Prishut leads you to Kiddusha and to Dveikut. So therefore, the Ramban has no problem, right? Why is the Nazir called a Kadosh in the Torah? Oh, because he is. And why does he bring a Chatos? Because he should have stayed a Kadosh. So he's got none of the problems the Rambam has. Now we go back to our Rambam. We left our Rambam stuck between a Mishnah Torah and a Moreh Nevuchim, although as pointed out, there is a way out of this. Let me show you a key to getting out of the Rambam. A key is the one in Hilchos Nedarim in the left-hand side of this page. And here, folks, just I need to give you a little roadmap. In the order of Mishnah Torah, Hilchos Deos comes right up front. Hilchos Nedarim and Nezirus is in the middle, more towards the second half. That's important to know. And technically, Hilchos Nedarim comes even before Hilchos Nezirus, right? Just like in the Torah. It's the broader category, the more specific category. Read with me this Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Chav Gimel and tell me what you think. Is this like a kind of a common Rambam, an unusual Rambam? Give me a guess. Mishnah, and what does he say here? Mishnah Dar Nedarim Kedei Lechonein Deo Tavu L'Takein Ma'asav Harezeh Na'er Mushubach. Hold on, where do we see those words? In the zeros, you dad, na'em shubach, right? Kalona v'chasudah, na'em shubach. Okay, so here the Ram tells you the secret. What's a good nazir, right? What's a positive nazirut experience? And by the way, not just nazir, nadar nidarim. Somebody who makes vows. If he's doing it, what lechonein deotav ulitakein ma'asav, then it's na'em shubach. So what is the Ram telling us in theory here? That when do you apply Nezirut? If what? What's lechonein deotav l'takein ma'asav? I know what the words mean, but what does it mean conceptually?
To make himself better.
What is it?
To make himself better.
Like, make himself better? I would say even more strongly. I would say even more pointedly.
To improve his flaws.
What is it?
To improve his flaws.
Oh. Flaws are the key word here, right? You were saying that too, but the floor word, not floor, but floor, right? F-L-A-W, right. Very good. The Ram is saying, when do I apply Nidarim Nidrei Isur Nezirut? When? If I have a particular problem. There are some problems in life for which Nidarim and Nidrei Isur and Nezirut work. Because otherwise they wouldn't be in the Torah. Right? The Rav used to love to say, Rav Soloveitchik, there was a famous, I'll tell you, it's on the tape, but it's fine, it's a story. He, in the 60s, a lot of people were karate aficionados. I was in the 60s, still elementary school, thank you. But, so I was not an aficionado of karate either, but apparently in the 60s, some of the time, you know, asked the Rav, if you're allowed, and if any of you are karate people, this is not an anti-karate discussion. They asked the Rav if they could bow down before the karate match. Apparently there's a little bow that's done before the karate match. So the Rav said, no, it's usher. So they said, why, Rebbe? Is it also Mishum Avodah Zarah? No. Is the Darshan Mishum Chukos Hagoyim? No. And they're going, they're trying to figure out, and the Rav always loved to have questions. That's why I love to interrogate you all, because we all were interrogated by the Rav, and we're trying to make up for it in a gentler way. But anyway, right? Why is it us, Rabbi? No, they couldn't get the reason. The Rav had a terrific sense of humor, and with a smile on his face, he said, and again, if you're a karate person, this is not meant personally, it's also because it's stupid. Anything which is stupid is also, and he gave a little smile, right? So if it's in the Torah, it can't be a bad idea. It's got to be a good idea. The Ram says it is a good idea, right? When is Naziris a good idea? If you have a flaw that has to be fixed. L'chonein de'otav, if you want to rectify, and de'ot doesn't just mean what you're thinking. Your religious beliefs, your religious, if you have a problem, right? Your behavior, your ethics. U'litakein ma'asav, your ma'asim are not so great. Then it's Na'im Shubach. And the Ram now gives you, I'm already telling you it's an unusual Ramam, no fewer than four examples. He could have given one, he could have given two, he gives four of what he means. You couldn't get this wrong, folks. Ketzad, Kigon Misha Haya Zolel V'Sovei, Zolel, V'Asar HaBasar Alav Shana Ushtayim. Somebody who is just, again, I don't mean Goff, but someone with an eating problem, somebody who's just the King Henry VIII, they're just fressers, they never saw a Kiddush they couldn't attend. They just love to eat all day. They love it. They enjoy it. It's kashmius. They like it that way. Right? And that person says, you know what? Maybe I ought to make a neder to force myself to stop doing that. Ram says, that's a thought. Oh, Mishaya shoged b'yayin. Somebody who is loose with the wine. The asar hayayin latzmos man meruba. And he therefore says, no wine for a long time. Ram is a teetotaler. I'll never get drunk. Ram says, that's a good netter. Never getting drunk is a good netter. What will you do on Purim? You'll take a nap. What will you do on Simchas Torah? Who said Simchas Torah has anything to work with drinking? I don't know where that came from, right? Learn the Rambam, right? That's a good netter, Isser. A person says, you know, I'm a little bit ibigigeb and I enjoy it too much. Ram says, oh, correct the flaw, win a prize. Be a nether maker. That's good. That's Naim Shubach. But wait, there's more. V'chein mishayaro dev shalmonim. Somebody who's just, what does it mean? Literally, running after payments, chasing payments. Somebody who's just so masur to the almighty shekel, dollar. Again, we're not talking about making a living. We're not talking about supporting a family. Somebody who's just so entranced with just making money he doesn't even need. Right? And that person says what? Nivhal lahon. He's like, oh, more money. Nivhal, like, oh, I see wealth, dollar signs, right? The asar atzmo hamatanot or hanayat anshei medina zo. And he says, you know what? I'm not going to take freebies. I should get paid for what I do. I should get paid properly for what I do. But I'm going to, you know, people are always giving me gifts. I'll say, take them back. I don't need those. The chein mishahaya mitka'e. The last one, in some ways, is the most interesting one. Chein mishahaya mitka'e biyofyo. Somebody who is just very pleased with the way they look. Too pleased. And again, I'm not talking about looking properly. I'm not talking about self-image. But somebody who, I'll give you an example in a second, right? And he becomes a nazir. Why would a male who thinks they're very spiffy looking, why would becoming a too spiffy looking, why would that be a good idea? Right, because first of all, you have to grow your hair. You know, it doesn't look nice. And second of all, what happens at the end of the nizirut? Right? So all the lovely hair goes on the floor. Right? Don't worry about the women's end of it. Think about the men's issue here, right? Kulam derech. And by the way, this is a Gemara Nedarim. This case, I have to say it out quickly now. These are yours to keep, by the way. Gemara Nedarim says that one of the Tanoim, Reb Shimon HaTzadik, never participated in Nazirus because he didn't think it was such a good idea except in one case. And the Gemara describes it. This is where the Rambam's getting it from. Of a very handsome young man with curly locks. I don't have that problem. Who was so handsome, he looked in a puddle, right? How do you look at yourself in a mirror in the Chazal period? You look in a body of water and you see a reflection. There are no mirrors, right? Mirrors are invented early medieval period. Anyway, different discussion, right? So this young man once saw himself in a puddle, you know, in a reflection in water, and he said, who is that very handsome fellow? Oh. And so he said, I'm going to become a nazir because I got to stop that. Reb Shimon HaTzadik said, at your nazirus korban I'm eating. Yafeh. That's where the Ram got it from. So if you do it that way, the Ram says, oh, b'nedarim elu v'kayotza b'hem amru chachamim siyag l'prishut nedarim, as he had said in Marav Ruch. So do you have the Ram Shita, folks? How would you tell me the Ram Shita? Now, how do we resolve this stira? what's type A in Hilchos Deos, Nezirus and Nidrei Issa, which the Rambam doesn't like, and what's type B, which in Hilchos Nedarim here, later in Mishnah Torah, he likes very much, and that's what he's talking about in Moreh Nevuchim as a concept, as a Torah concept, and we'll see, I'll relearn Hilchos Nezirus with you, the one that we read quickly that you pointed out, right, must be a resolver, that's the key both ways. Yeah, what do you say? Oh, so that's part of it. So number one, not only can't you use the zeros to, you know, get on the bus on time, don't solve general problems of life, existential problems, with the zeros. Right? That's like putting out a match fire with a fire hose, right? Usually it's the forest fire with a water pistol. Here it's reversed. That's overkill. But what? So the question is, according to the Rambam, so what do we need? Why does the Torah have to tell me about Nedarim and Nezirus? What do I need it for? Oh, says the Rambam, L'chonein de'otav l'takein ma'asav. If you have a specific issue which can be helped by Nedarim / Nezirus, then it's na'e u'mshubach. So it turns out, I could say it this way, that for the Rambam, what is Nedarim, what are Nedarim and Nezirus? It's a l'chatchila for a bedieved situation. If you have those issues, those specific kinds of issues, right? You're too taken with your appearance. Again, I'm not talking about proper self-esteem. Low self-esteem is awesome in Atar. I can prove it to you. It's a different Gemara, but just take my word for it. Now, you come to New York, I'll give you the proofs. Now, it's Dover Poshet. Now, somebody who's overly taken with themselves, much too overly, right? Look in the mirror. Oh, yeah. Anyway. There's a song somewhere in my misspent youth about you are so vain. That song was this Gemara Ram. Whenever I hear that song, I say, oh, it's a Gemara Ram. Anyway, now, I don't listen, but it's a Gemara Ram. Anyway, somebody who has, again, problems with just substance stuff, and again, I don't mean, God forbid, it's a sickness, but somebody who can stop. Then you plug into the Zeros and the Dark. But to use it for general problems, no. And now look at the order of Mishnah Torah. If I'm reading Hilchos Deos in the beginning of the Sefer, and I want to be a good Jew, and I want to have the right emunos, and the right religious practices, and the right personal practices, the first thing I don't do is dial up Nezirus and Nedarim. If I know that I have an issue, and I check later in Hilchos Nedarim, the Ram will guide you. And by the way, let's reread Perek Yud of Hilchos Nezirus, which is the last halacha there. Ha'omer hareini nozirim esek kach l'kachim, lo esek kayotz meza hareze rosh of Nezirus v'shoim. Right? Any use of neder or nazirus for any behavior modification, if it's unneeded, it's overkill. Zeloyafeh. It's extremism. Whether it's for a silly reason like getting up, you know, a rarely trivial reason like getting up at the bus in the morning, or even if it's kavod kinavitava. And by the way, it's getting late, but I'll tell you this one thing, and we'll finish it up. Rabbi Elazar HaKapor, the Tana, the one in Pirkei Avos who says Hakina v'Hakava v'Hatava Motzina Salam in Olam is amongst those Nedarim who calls Nazir Achote. So he knows about existential problems, and he didn't say solve it with Nazirus, right? He says Kina Kavod and Tava, big problems, but he says don't stop becoming Nazir. The Ram knows it from him. It's an intellectual biography of one of the Tanoim. It's Mamash Bifaneinu. It's Reb Shimon HaTzadik who holds that same Shita. The only time you use it for the Rambam is L'chonein Ma'asav, L'chonein Deotav U'L'takein Ma'asav. And so what's the machloket between the Ram and the Ramban? Ramban says no. Again, he doesn't want everybody to become a Nazir. But the Ramban says the concept of trying to de-physicalize in general, to be more davuk b'Hashem, zetov. It's a different worldview. Say it simply. The Rambam will say, be the best person you can be. Don't create problem solving for a problem that you don't have, if you don't have that problem. Stick with the regular mitzvos. The Ramban says, be the best person you can be, certainly. Be a little bit what? Be a little bit angelic. Try to be like the Malachim a little bit. Try to be like the Nevi'im a little bit. Right? Different worldview. Now, to conclude, folks, just turn over to side two and let me tell you what's on here and you can look at it. Clearly, this machloket relates to another very important and large difference between the Ram and Ramban and Hashkafa. Namely, the Ram is a philosopher. The Ramban is a Kabbalist, right? And I give you in my scroll here several contemporaries of Ramban who were involved in Torah Tassod and who do pre-shoot. Because for Kabbalah, trying to elevate yourself in this way, that's what Kabbalah does. Masha'ein came for the Rambam. Philosophy is rationalistic. Philosophy says man can control himself. Man does not have to be higher than himself. And I give you one Radak here at the bottom right, the Radak to almost Perek Bey is a very good Radak. Because one of the few kashas that we might ask on the Rambam is, okay, Rambam, we understand your Torah Hanidarim, and the Rambam always has complex things, one thing here, one thing there. We've resolved it, we've succeeded, Baruch Hashem, with your help, good. But this pasuk in Amos, how do you learn that pasuk in Amos? That's a tough pasuk for you, Mr. Rambam. V'akim ibnechem l'nevim b'achrech m'nezirim. The Navi says in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, if you'll do tshuva b'nei Yisrael, you'll have nevim and nezirim. According to you, Rambam, you don't want to have nezirim. Why? Because nezirim means that what? You had a problem. So how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, oh, I'm going to give you nevim and other problem children, but somehow we'll fix them? That's not a great bracha. Says the Radak, oh, it goes like this. Nazir, and the Radak, of course, is very taken with the Rambam's thought, too. The Radak very often follows Gishat HaRam to these kinds of things, and I think he does so, too. If you look in the Radak, I can't read it now, but if you look in the Radak, and he's again, take a look. The Radak says like this. Nizirim in this Pasuk doesn't mean capital Nun Nizirim. It means like this. Normally speaking, forgive me, young men as a group may tend to drink, may tend to carry on and so forth. The Pasuk says, Va'akim mibachrech m'nevi'im, you will have such outstanding young men who will be nevi'im. But bachrech m'nezirim, b'nech m'nezirim is what? Your young men will not be, they'll be calm. They won't be, doesn't mean they'll all literally be nezirim. It means they'll all behave. For all young men to behave, that's a bracha. I mean, young ladies have to behave too, but that's a bracha, right? So the bracha is not that everybody will come a nazir for the Rambam. Chas v'shalom. The bracha is everybody will look like a nazir. Everybody will behave. They won't rush to drink on Simchas Torah or whatever it is. They'll behave, right? Chas v'shalom, right? So that's how the Radak learns it. So this is a function of philosophy versus Kabbalah. That's a big discussion which we can't have now because dinner is on the table. And finally, if you rotate the other way, you can even find a little bit of a difference in halacha. And here, again, it's a long way to go. I'll just give you the highlights. I give you two tshuvas. One of the Rashba, who's a direct student of the Ramban, and one of the Rimi Gash, who's a Rebbe of the Ram's father, who in effect is the Ram's Rebbe. The Rav used to say he hears adumbrations of the Rambam and the Rimi Gash. After we looked the word up, we knew what it meant was. You hear, you know, first versions. It's like the Rambam early, right? So these are teams. The shaila is given to both of these Rishonim. Migdolei HaRishonim, both of them have to do with making a neder that you're going to have trouble keeping, right? In one case, to make aliyah, a guy says, and I won't drink wine or eat meat till I make aliyah. What would the Ram say to such a neder? As important as it is to make aliyah, right? What would the Ram say to that neder? Forget about it, right? That's certainly more important than the alarm clock thing, but that's existential. I really want to go to Eretz Yisrael, so I'll drive myself crazy until I get to Eretz Yisrael. Lo kacha. You want to have somebody call you, you want to have people talking to you, that's okay. But not with neder, not with Aziris, right? If you look at the Rimi Gash basically says about this neder, cancel. Zelo neder. That's not how Nedarim work. Very much like what the Ram would say. It's a bad neder. There's a reason you don't have to do it. It's a mistaken neder. Lo zu haderech velo zu hasiba. On the other hand, the Rashba is a case, also for a mitzvah. People made up to learn with a certain Rebbe, and if they don't learn with the Rebbe, again, they won't eat meat or drink wine. They want to, you know, be mezareis themselves to learn with this Rebbe. Turns out, they and this Rebbe don't work out so well together. So now they're stuck. So when the people decide they can't learn with this Rebbe, what must they do now? Not eat meat, not drink wine. The Rashba doesn't say, hey, wait a minute, problematic neder. The Rashba, if you look carefully, says, well, it depends. Can you stand it? Can you physically manage this way? In other words, he gives all kinds of investigations to see. Because ekroni, for the Rashba, hey, learning, and, you know, for learning, that's worth doing. That's part of Kedusha and so on and so forth. So this same machloket, Rambam and Ramban, is a matter of thought, philosophy and Kabbalah, you take a look, and it's a matter of halacha too. How will you relate to such nedarim? And finally, there's a piece here from Masechet Sota, right to the Pinchas Ben Yair, all the good midods, rizut mevi'ali dei zihirut v'chulu v'chulu. There's one version of this piece which says, and see who you think says which, even though I can't prove this to you that each one had a different girsa. Prishut mevi'ali dei kedusha. Right, that's one version. Prishut, separatism, asceticism, leads to kedusha. The other version is Prishut Meviali De Tahara. Both good, but in different ways. One version holds that staying away from things gives you Kedusha. One holds that staying away gives you Tahara. Who do you think might say which and why? Ramban. Who says Kedusha? Who says Tahara? Ram says? Okay, good. Rambam says Tahara. Again, I can't prove to you that they actually had different girsas, but Rambam could fit very well with Prishus Mevidali Dei Tahara. Why? Because what's Tahara? I had a tumah and I fixed it. Right? I had an impurity and I made it pure. Rambam says, oh, Prishus, if you have a problem that needs fixing, a real legitimate issue that fits the bill, no de Lashem derach kedosha. That's the right way to do it. So Precious Meviali De Tahara. But if you don't have such a problem, don't get involved in this ball game. The Ramban would say Precious Meviali De Kedusha Kedoshim Tiyu. Stay away from things that are permitted. Not because he wants to drive you crazy, but he wants that kind of elevation. To conclude, folks, who are we passing like? We hope we pass like the Ramban, right? So the answer is in this kind of Inyanei Hashkafa, we don't pass like anybody. We can make a choice. And if you're anything like me, you'll pick the Rambam. That's a lot easier. Aval, right? In other words, we'll stay away from certain problems, and unless we have those problems, lo tzrichim lasor dvarim, we don't have to become nazirim, we don't have to make nedarim. That's for people who have other issues, right? We have to learn the parsha, we have to understand. But I think that the Ramban's concept of dveikus b'Hashem, and of being, you know, sort of being a little bit less interested so much in physical pleasures and so on, even if it's mutter, even things that, if it's usher, it's nothing to talk about, that's not the Ramban, that's the Torah. I think there's a lot there in today's world that would also make us better people. So I think, you know, this is sort of self-ratified, but I think that even if we will accept the Shitat HaRambam Begadol, I think Geish Makom Ktzat Gam L'Shitat Ramban. Okay, folks, thank you very much. I'll take questions here. This is what we do at Snarkash. You don't have to come, but this is what we do. Anyway, thank you very much.